Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. This is a little something we brought back from the Iowa State Fair. We were there 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago. And we met Josie Burgett, who is part of the new Farm Her movement. Farm Her was founded in 2013 to begin to change the name of the image of agriculture to include women in that image through photographs and stories. It became clear that women in agriculture not only appreciated Farmer, but they needed it. They asked for more. Today, Farm Her has grown not into a gallery of images that are changing the way people perceive a farmer, but also into an online community built for women in agriculture. She talks here in this interview a little bit about how it's, I think it started now, about how RFD Television's going to do a Farm Her series. And I also know this happened after we did our interview a couple weeks ago, but I saw there was news about Rush Limbaugh. I would have asked her about this, but Rush Limbaugh is warning people of alleged lesbian farmer invasion, convincing lesbian to be farmers to ruin the conservative voting bloc. But that's all BS. So here is Josie Burgett from Des Moines, Iowa, and the Iowa State Fair.
My name is Josie Burgett, and we are at the Iowa State Fair. I'm a young woman that goes to Iowa State studying agriculture, and I work for a startup company called Farm Her.
And I'm really interested. Tell us what Farm Her does and how old Farm Her is.
So Farm Her is a three-year-old company that was started to promote the image of women in agriculture. So it was started by a lady here in Iowa who went around and photographed women on their farms, and it's just kind of grown from there. Now we have a website with an interactive online community, social media pages. We travel to different events. We have some of our own events for young women in ag that I've had the opportunity to help plan. We're here at the Iowa State Fair. We've got a booth down by the machinery grounds, and we're enjoying selling merchandise and talking with people from all over the state. It's really enjoyable, and tells a lot about agriculture to see the amount of people that just want to come and talk to you and learn more about it.
And tell us about some of, you mentioned some of the events. Tell us some of the events you do.
Yeah, so we have our own events for young women in agriculture, and they're called GROW. So GROW by Farm Her, and they're for young women ages 15 to 23. And it's just a day-long event filled with networking and breakout sessions and inspiring keynote speakers. And it's just a way to inspire young women to pursue their passions for agriculture by connecting them with industry representatives from around the state. So we have four this year. They're in Iowa, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Pennsylvania. And we're looking forward to keeping expanding those in future years and seeing where all we can take them. But we're open to any states and lots of young women and getting as many people involved as possible.
Is this a trend? I mean, is this like a first generation thing?
Well, I think it's been a...
Give me a little of the history of women and farms on the front line, you know?
It's been a long time coming. You know, everyone knows that women have a really important role in the industry, but that just hasn't always been showcased. And Farm Her was started, I think, to show people outside of agriculture and educate them that women are a part. But it started, and I really think that it just got the people that are involved in agriculture so excited that we're promoting this, and they really just hopped on and supported us and wanted to be involved. And we have women from all around the country that are interested in being involved and helping out and sharing their own stories through our company.
How big is the group? How big is the membership? How many women are involved with this ballpark?
Oh, thousands we're talking. I mean, I can't give you numbers. We've got social media pages, and we've got tons of followers on those, and we've got an online community. I'm not sure exactly what the number is for that right now, but you know, we've got women from all around the country, and it's just increasing every day. You know, we're at the state fair, and we've got hundreds of women coming up saying, "Oh, this is new. I haven't heard of it before." You tell them the story, and then next time we're here, they know it, and they're telling more people, and more people are finding out about us every single day. And I just picture a lot of growth in the future for our company.
And how old are you?
I am 19.
19. And you grew up on a farm?
Yes. We've got a small hobby farm, and my dad's involved in the swine industry, and I showed pigs growing up. It's definitely a big part of our family, and you can kind of tie the food aspect in there as well, because we really value family time, and food is a part of that, and that's tied in with agriculture.
And what was your role on the farm? I mean, how did it evolve as you grew
older? Well, I think growing up... it was just kind of part of my life. I didn't think much of it. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't a huge passion of mine. I think until I got into high school and really got involved with 4-H and FFA, and then decided that I thought this would be the industry I wanted to join. And now I'm in college, and it's my whole life. You know, I go to Iowa State, and I'm surrounded by ag students every day, and it's my culture, and I love it. So just this internship with FarmHer has just really sparked that and allowed me to pursue those passions even more.
Tell me about the power of family farming, the benefits of family farming. Actually, years ago, I did a book with Willie Nelson on Farm Aid, and we were all, it was all about family farming and not so much about, you know, corporate farms, and we've just left some of that outside. But what's it, tell me about your group and family farming. And
yeah. Well, agriculture just keeps getting bigger, and the farms are getting bigger, more conventional, big scale. But I think it always goes back to the family. And if you're involved in agriculture, odds are you've got some deep roots and family values, and it's something that is important to you. And that's definitely the case with my family. Regardless of how big our farms are, it's really just teaching kids, especially certain things that you want them to learn growing up, that the experiences that you had growing up. And I think that's something that my family always has valued, you know, having the same experiences and opportunities for the upcoming generation that the last generation had. And farming is a great way to do that.
And we touched out there about family farms and animal welfare and mm-hmm. stuff, and animals are treated.
Yeah, you know, there's
a
lot
to corporate.
There's a lot in the media right now just about all the different practices and ways that you can farm. And to me, and I think to the rest of my family, it's just about taking care of the animals, being passionate about what you do, regardless of what practices you have. It's all about the animals and the food and just having quality products that are safe.
Your peers at school and stuff, do they ask questions about this, your fellow students and stuff? Is this on their radar? I was thinking about, you know, like with the election and all that, like agriculture is not there's so many other weird things going on mm-hmm. with the election. Agriculture is not a hot talking point. Are people talking about this? And when you're in Ames, do people say, like, what's this all about?
Yeah, well, I think I'm lucky enough to go to Iowa State, because anyone that goes to Iowa State is either probably somehow tied to the ag department, if not knows a lot about it. I mean, we're all over campus, so I'm lucky enough, I don't really see the outside specter of things, but you know, you definitely go to some events and some people have no idea anything about agriculture, or let alone that women are a part of agriculture. A few weeks ago I had someone say, oh, so you're in the ag program, you must be like one of the only girls there. And I want to say, well, honey, we take up over 50% of the students, so I think a lot of people just don't know, but I'm lucky enough to go to Iowa State, and there's a lot of students, and we all know the important role that all genders, all ages, and all people play in what we're doing.
Are there mentors for you? I mean, are there any older female farmers?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Tell me about that. Who's mentored you guys?
Well, it started in high school. You know, I've got an FFA advisor that was great in just helping me decide that this is what I wanted to do. And then when I went to college, I realized that there were people all over that want to support us young people and encourage us to do what we love. And, especially with some professors and even my boss now, you know, we have a great relationship, and, she really inspires me to keep moving forward with this. And you can find inspiration anywhere. Yeah. So I've been lucky in being able to do that.
A couple other things. What are some of the questions people have asked you at the booth here at the State Fair about FarmHer?
Why don't you sell more men's clothing? You know, that's one thing. I mean, we get a few men every now and again, but for the most part, it's a really great support from the men in the industry. You know, they know the work that women put in as well, and they love to see that we're supporting that. And, you know, we want to support men as well, because they're a huge part of it. Everyone's a huge part of it. And it's, like I said, farming is a family affair most of the time. So that is including everyone. Women, men, kids, they all play a big part in that.
And what's your major at school?
I'm studying agricultural business.
And so where do you want to take this after you get out of school?
Well, I'm open to anything within the industry. Lots of great companies and great organizations to be a part of that are helping farmers, and I would love to be able to do that and advocate for agriculture in whatever role I decide to take.
Is there any, I'm just riffing now, I'm going off my questions. What about, we're a Chicago audience, what about urban farming? Is there interest in that? I mean,
you know,
you always read about empty lots in Detroit Chicago. Yeah. I mean, what about urban farms?
Well, I didn't know much about urban farming, and then when I started with Farm Her, I saw a lot of it and realized that there's a lot of that going on right now, especially with the different trends of organic and those type of things. I've learned that it's out there, and that needs to be promoted too, because, you know, there's, like I mentioned, different scales, different sizes, and it's all important, and consumers have preferences, and there's a market for everything in agriculture, and urban farming definitely plays into that, and I think we need to showcase that as well. I like going down to the farmers market in Des Moines, and you can see some of that. I know there's a great program in Iowa that helps refugees. Global Greens Farm is out of Des Moines, and it's an urban farm. It's really small scale, but refugees that come over from other countries have the opportunity to farm on that, and I learned about that through Farm Her, and I just think that's awesome. It's a great way to let other people be involved and tell their stories with it.
So give me all the information, how people can find you. Give me the websites and stuff like that, how people can... Because I never heard about this until I got involved with this story.
Yeah.
So
we are online, just farmher.com, and you can find anything on there. You can shop on there for our merchandise. You can hear our story. And there's also an online community that women or men can sign up for. It's for free with your email address. And that allows you... It's like a social network for... people that sign up, and you can share stories, write blogs, post pictures of your farm and share your story. So that's on our website, like I mentioned, farmher.com, and then we really utilize social media to engage with our audiences, especially the younger girls. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all under farmher1. So if you look that up, we share inspirational stories and pictures all the time. Every day I've got to learn more about social media through my internship because I take over that. So we're on social media, and then I mentioned the Grow events and other events. We'll be at the Farm Progress Show here in a couple weeks in Iowa, and then we're going to Nebraska for Husker Harvest Days. And then I haven't mentioned yet, actually the most exciting thing right now about Farm Her is our upcoming television show.
Oh.
I don't know if I mentioned that, but RFD TV, it's a cable network, is doing a show called Farm Her, and the owner, founder of Farm Her, Margie, is the host of it. So they are traveling around the country and going to different farms and interviewing and filming women working on their farms, and then they're putting it together in a really cool way through television. So those will start airing on September 9th, and they're weekly 30-minute television shows, and it's a series of, I think... 30 episodes.
Great.
So,
got a scoop.
Yeah. So you have to stay tuned for that. We haven't started promoting it a ton yet. Well, we promoted the television show, but the actual date of airing was just confirmed, but it is September 9th.
Does Fred Hoiberg ever come around?
We haven't. We haven't seen him yet. Yeah, he left
right. He's not too popular in Chicago either right now.
Yeah,
that's what I hear. Well, he was popular in Ames and... Like I said, I'm just going to be a sophomore, so I never got to experience being a student while he was the coach. But, I mean, I went to games growing up and got to see the excitement that he had here. Yeah. So, it's unfortunate.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
The feeling in Chicago, he's in a little over his head.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Well, thank you. Thanks for your
thank
time.
Thank you.
Okay.
I hope
that's
sounds
a take.
Okay.
Okay. No, you're great.